The commission's interim report details dozens of instances of racist language and laws adopted by Virginia's government between 1900 and 1960. The examples were found in everything from voting laws to education and transportation regulations. Chief Deputy Attorney General Cynthia Hudson chairs the commission.
Even though some of these acts were rendered null and void by an amended Virginia Constitution, by landmark civil rights cases or legislation, it's clear that they are vestiges of Virginia's segregationist past.
The commission recommends they be formally repealed in the next General Assembly session. Delegate Lamont Bagby leads the Virginia Legislative Black Caucus.
Because it's not black or white, it's not red, blue, or purple. It is focused on what is right for the Commonwealth and her citizens.
The commission will next look at a potentially more complicated issue: laws that appear race-neutral or non-discriminatory, but have the effect of perpetuating discrimination and racial inequity. I'm David Seidel.